News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Additional security measures have been put in place at a site in Ballyfermot after footage showed someone interfering with skeletal remains that was shared on social media. Hazel de Nortune is People Before Profit Councillor for Ballyfermot Drimna. Good morning, Hazel.
Good morning.
Now, this was a medieval site, wasn't it? I mean, it wasn't as if this body was left there within the last 10 years. And I believe it was actually the skeleton of a child.
Yes, well, this is the case, is that there's a development on the site there. There was a school there since the beginning of Ballyfermot, which Ballyfermot is 74 years old. And the site was sold about 5 years ago to a private developer. And as part of the planning process, somebody went in to look at the site to see if there's any historical significance. And when that was identified, Dublin City Council went in with a Section 26, shut the site down and went and looked at to see what they could find. And it turns out that there was an ancient burial site from about 600 AD. So they've been in there for the past few months now. The rest of the development has gone ahead because it's to the front of the site, whereas this burial piece is at the back. And this is what's been happening. And that's why it's been exposed. So we haven't been given a full report as to what exactly has been there, but it was shocking to see the video the other day being circulated originally through WhatsApp, but then online, and people in particularly interfering with what was being found. It was kind of very frightening and frustrating because of the significance of a historical find in Ballyfermot.
Now, Hazel, I have to say, I saw this and I was really surprised that I hadn't heard about the discovery of a body or a skeletal body in Ballyfermot, and I kind of half suspected it was something along these lines. But, I mean, is it just someone acting the aegis, or is it someone who probably didn't realise what they were doing at the time?
I think it's a bit of everything, and I don't think they thought maybe that the video would have went as far and as wide, and how kind of shocking people would have been. It was just one of these probably reactions. I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. But the frustrating point that I had was, if anything had happened, or I don't know if they had disturbed anything just by being even in and around the site, because it's just so painstakingly slow, and they have to mark every single piece. They have to sketch how they find everything. It's just a really slow documented process. And it's with the National Museum, Dublin City Council, and everything that they take out, they were going to then give us a report locally for the Ballyfermot Heritage Group so that we can incorporate it into the local history. And you're right in saying, like, nothing has been told on it. And I suppose that comes down to Dublin City Council and their communication sometimes. And I've been kind of pushing away to try and get the information. So hopefully now it's clear to people what it is, and we might give the opportunity now for us to be kind of left alone, and we can see exactly, find it as is, and then be left alone, you know.
Finally, Hazel, I mean, it's fascinating that there was a medieval site in Ballyfermot. I know there was a religious order close by and there would have been a church there, but did anybody expect to find this when it was found?
No, not at all. I was pleasantly surprised, and I suppose all of this, the ancient kind of villages or whatever we may have, would have followed the Liffey all along Dublin there and back into towards Chapel Izzard, and that's where we would have had a lot of more historical sites. So I suppose we can claim one for our own, and that's why it was such a positive thing to have, because usually it's kind of more linked in around Chapel Izzard into Inchicore and more closer to the waterfront. So I think it was because there was a raised site as well that it was why it was used for a burial ground. It looked out and it was facing east to west and north to south. There was a reason that they had positioned the bodies in the way that they had. So hopefully when we get the report, we can have a bit more information on what exactly it was.
Okay, well, we look forward to finding out what else might be there apart from that one body that they found so far. There may very well be more. Hazel de Nortune, councillor for Ballyfermot Drimna, thanks very much for joining us on News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.